Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by leveraging the power of systems and automations to create better client results. My name is Ashley Rose, and I'm an Airtable and automation expert who has helped hundreds of coaches move off of spreadsheets and create automated systems that help track their client results and seamlessly manage their clients from onboarding to offboarding and everything in between. If you want to be the best coach in your niche and you want to have group programs and one-on-one coaching offers that actually get your clients results, then you are in the right place. I am so excited you're here. Before we dive into the show, I want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. Those are absolutely the two best ways to stay in touch and also to get even more Airtable tips and tricks as you are learning and implementing. So listen to the podcast, yes, for sure. But please pull up Instagram right now and find me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Go to my link in my bio and sign up for my email list and shoot me a DM and just say, hey, I'm about to listen to the podcast and you told me to come say hey, so here I am. I would love to hear from you and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited for this interview. This is definitely different than other like case study interviews I've done in the past. This is live coaching. So on this episode, I have my friend Jamar Diggs. He is the YouTube expert for coaches in this industry. He's been my client. I've been his client. We adore each other, but he has a membership that he posted a thing on Threads. And I was like, all right, Jamar, if you're asking this question, we need to get you on the podcast and like, let's talk this out live because I had so many ideas for him. But basically Jamar posted and said he has this YouTube membership and he sees it being way more than $97 a month in the future because he gives so much support and resources. And he said, after watching an Instagram live I did with another friend, Zakiya, about client results and tracking, he said, I need to get clear on the promise and the results I'd want to track first before I raise the price of the membership. He said, right now I'm just giving the girls bomb ass strategy and what they need to start creating YouTube content that's best for their business. But he doesn't right now have a way that he's tracking those things. And as somebody who is obsessed with client results and client results tracking, I had so many ideas of ways that he could tweak his membership's promise and also track the success of his clients. So we get into that in this episode. It's really fun. Definitely just like back and forth. Really, sometimes it gets a little nerdy and very specific, but I thought it would be interesting for you to see how my brain works when it comes to tracking client results, the types of questions that we want to ask. And if you don't have a YouTube membership, that's okay. You can use the kind of line of thinking that we have in this episode to hopefully apply it to your own program and your offers. If this episode is cool for you and interesting, please join Systems Over Stress. It's my 12-month group program and we do this stuff. So we help you set up these client results tracking systems so you have a refined program promise that you can actually track and measure. And you'll see in this episode how just clear it makes it when you're selling and how clear it makes it to just be focused on the types of features and deliverables you want to add into your program to get your students even better results. So I hope you enjoy this episode and we'll see you on the other side. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have Jamar Diggs on the podcast. This is definitely a different way of an interview, but I'm really excited to do it. Jamar, introduce yourself. Tell us about this membership and tell us about like what kind of like how you want to get clear on this promise, results, all that stuff. Like how'd this happen?
Yeah, so hello, everyone. My name is Jamar Diggs. I am a YouTube strategist and I am the creator of the Low Lift Club. It's my YouTube community where we really do. And this is where I'm like, oh, what is the promise? What is the client result? But it's really where I give strategy and resources to business owners that are looking to start their YouTube channel and really use it to get clients with YouTube. And when I made that thread, I really just had like an amazing like, full circle moment from like a member, right? Like she attended almost every like membership and planning session and all the stuff. And she made her video, she edited her video, she posted her video, she went live, it went live. And I was like, this is amazing. Not like, oh my God, she did it. I can't believe she did it. It's more like, this is why I made the membership, right? And I realized like how much effort and how much stuff I actually did for her to make that happen, you know? And I was like, man, I could totally charge more than $97 for this thing. But really, I'm just in here just letting the girls pick my brain at this point, and then not like, you know, there's no structure to it. Like, I don't have a clear, like, you come in and you get this, right? I don't really have that. It's more so, you know, go at your own pace. I'm here when you need me and let's go, right? I have a bunch of trainings and courses and templates that you could use. Come to the calls, come to the planning sessions, and, you know, you take what you need and then you go out and implement up on your own. And that's cool. But how amazing would it be to actually help people understand what is like the end result and how, and like, what can they really expect from joining, and how long should it take them, right? When they're joining in a membership capacity, right? Because like, I mean, sure, it's great for people to stay every month, but like, I would love to track like where they should be and stuff like that, right? To help them. I really wanted to find a better way to give even more support and clarity around this intimidating process that some people have.
Yeah. And I think that, so you launched this membership when, like, a couple months ago?
Yeah. So I launched it probably like 6 months ago now. I launched it on the week of Black Friday. So okay. November.
How many people are in it now?
So I have 15 people in it right now.
Great. And how do you know, do you have any idea of like how long people on average are staying in? Are they staying like, have you had people drop off? Like, what's people's average stay in the membership?
I've had just a few people drop off. I think I've had probably since the membership started, like three drop off.
Okay, that's great.
So, but like three came, but like I had three more people come back. So I'm still at 15.
So what I want to talk about with you, Jamara, is because you basically you were like, I need to get clear on the promise and results I want to track. And then I like ran to your website, and I didn't even run to the website because I know you and you're the best YouTube person in the industry. Like, hands down, for coaches, you are the best. And I think that that's something that when you are the best, your offers can be a little bit like, pick my brain, and it can be open because like your expertise can like overcompensate for like the lack of a really clear promise. Mm-hmm. But as you're looking to expand the membership, as you're looking to increase the price of the membership, I think it's a really cool time to look at the promise and like look at the results that you're tracking in there to not only hopefully keep members in longer, which seems like you're doing okay with that, but be able to increase it and just have that like wall of client results that we want to see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull up your website, and because I also think too, this is stuff that like, you're so close to what you do and your pro, like, it's so hard to like zoom out and be like, oh, this is what you should track. This is what your program promise should be. So if you don't mind, I'm going to look at your like program promise that you have currently, and we'll just like workshop it and see what feels good.
Okay? Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. So first, tell us about your journey to being, you were like very much like, I help people start YouTube channels and that are like, get, I don't want to say this. You basically were like, I help you start a YouTube channel. And now on your site, the main thing of like the program promise you have now is like, it's time to make content marketing only 10% of your focus with YouTube marketing expert Jamara Diggs. Mm-hmm. For me, when I think about your membership, and this is exactly what I said in the thread, was like, I want to see people's like channels get launched and then make money from their channel. Mm-hmm. I know you've shifted away from, I don't know. Was that intentional? Because low lift and 10% of your marketing efforts, like low lift has been a big shift for you. Where do you see kind of between like start and make money from your YouTube channel and like 10% of your marketing efforts? Like, where do you see like program promise, like your program promise falling on that line?
Yeah, I think it's been such a interesting journey for me to where it was like low lift marketing kind of stemmed from when I was in the agency and I wanted people to think bigger than just YouTube, right? But I think I like overcorrected, right? To where it's like, no. I really want the YouTube channel to be the step one, you know, for the DIYers, right? And so really, marketing cannot be 10% of your activity if you don't have this built out yet, right? If you don't have a channel yet, right? And so now I totally agree. It's kind of like there's a mismatch there. And so really the messaging of like the 10% of your CEO activity is more so for people that work with me in the one-to-one capacity or in like the more intimate consulting versus the membership, where it really is like start and launch your channel and then build the building blocks so that the marketing can be like, it'll be a byproduct. It shouldn't be like the star right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I did the same fucking thing with client results, because I was like, I do Airtable. And I was like, no, I don't. It's bigger. I help you with bigger results. And then I stopped talking about Airtable a lot and be like, what do you do? And I'm just like, oh, I help you with Airtable. Like, I just help you do Airtable. But like, the results is like the underlying like reason why we build all, like, we do your onboarding and offboarding and all that stuff in Airtable so you can track your results, so you can do all these things. And I think we were kind of on the same, like, similar path. It's so much bigger than YouTube. It's so much bigger than Airtable. And they're like, yeah, but can you help me start a channel or not?
Yes. Like, yeah. Literally every time, any kind of conversation I have with anyone in the DMs of them thinking about starting the channel, they're like, so is this good for if I have a channel or not? And I'm like, shit, I need to get rid of that goddamn header.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Go ahead.
Just because, like, I, as exactly how you're saying it, and it's kind of like even more validation or confirmation that I did, in fact, overcorrect. Because when people, they want to join it, right? But then they have to talk to me and say, like, I don't have a channel yet. Is that okay?
Yep. Yep. Because when I look at your, so like the top part of like making marketing 10% or make marketing 10% of your efforts, CEO activities, but then the deliverables inside of the Low Lift Club is like monthly YouTube strategy calls, YouTube planning sessions, like the deliverables inside of it are like very much geared to helping you like launch your channel. But the like who it's for, like the program promise doesn't match like the actual deliverables and the actual results that people are getting in the program. So I think it's actually going to be a pretty easy shift. And also when I think about how, what I want to see here too is like, okay, if we say, I would say like launch or revive your YouTube channel and like have a consistent posting schedule for the next 6 months or something. Like,
yes.
Easy.
Yes.
And then you can say like, here's what happens. Like, I think it'd be really cool as somebody who is like, had a YouTube channel, DIY'd it, use your agency. Like, I understand the pain points. I'm the ideal client. And being able to say like, month one, you are going to like decide what your channel is about, script your videos, like what, at what point in your process do people launch the channel? Does it take a month? Is it in month two? Like, I'm sure you have a timeline. What does that look like for the ideal member?
Yeah, it's so wild because, you know, it's so different from like me doing it to like them doing it by themselves. And in my head, I'm like, oh, a month. But with them, you know, it can take a few months. And I've been seeing that to where just because it doesn't take this long, but just because life happens to them and stuff, it takes them like 3 or 4 months to launch their channel.
Yeah. Well, and this is where, okay, this is good. Because this is where the tracking comes in. Because when we think about what we want to track, like the wall of receipts I want to see on here is I want to see every, like, this person launched their channel in X amount of days. This person, like all of these people who launched their channels. And then the kind of the second tier is like, and here's how much money these people are making from their channels. Because the first step is people just want to get it launched. They know that they're not going to be making immediate ROI from their channels.
Yeah.
Then I think that that's why people are becoming the membership longer, is because they want to tweak and refine and all those things. So I think you could almost have like two types of results that you're tracking. One, are you getting that YouTube channel up? Let's celebrate that. That's like that first milestone. And then doing like a monthly, like, I don't know how to figure out like how much money I made from the podcast, like, or from the YouTube channel. I can, like, if someone mentions it, that's helpful. But like being able to help them track the ROI through your reporting features, which with Airtable, we know how to do. Walk me through, like, how would you track people's ROI on YouTube videos? And how can we make a form that they could submit and like tell you about them? Are there certain like UTM links or like what's it like?
So I've been thinking about this because there's actually a training inside of my membership to where we track the lead magnet conversions inside of Google Analytics or whatever like platform they have. So like the first level could be how many email subscribers you're getting from YouTube specifically, right? And then depending on, and then like there's a way for you to append that UTM like parameters to an actual email profile or something like that, right? To show like where did they originally come from? Hopefully I'm not getting too nerdy about this. I know you get it, but like the people watching. And then, you know, when someone does apply or buy something, whatever, you have that record of where they came from. That's like one way. That's one way that I would do it. And so really the first thing is probably like the email subscribers, because that's kind of what I teach is like the first touch, right? The first way for you to kind of get their thing. And then when it comes to how much money you make or like where did they come from, that may be like another thing for them to like submit. Does that make sense? Because like, you know, it's not always like this happened, so this happened and ping, ping, ping. And if they 100% came from YouTube, but how did we get them into your ecosystem from YouTube?
Okay. I'm obsessed. So here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
So I'm writing it down. Okay. So let's workshop. Let's go back up to the membership problem or the membership promise. So what did we say? Launch or you can workshop this in a second. Launch or revive your YouTube channel and have a consistent posting schedule. Next. Great. Okay. I'm just saying launch or revive your YouTube channel and have a consistent posting schedule for the next 3 months. Anything you want to add to that?
No, I love that. I feel like that sounds like a really good step, a step one, because I think this is probably where it comes from. Well, when you get the damn tracking together, then you can add in more stuff. But I want to be like, oh, and then do something, maybe like increase like your email like subscribers or grow your list or, you know, those other side effects that happens from a consistent posting schedule.
Yeah, because that's the second step. So what I want to do is I want them to launch their channel and submit to you when they've launched it. That way we can see when did they join the membership? When did they launch the channel? What's the link? Put them on your like wall of wins, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then what I think we can do is have them then like basically unlock. And this is like a different feature. So let me know how you feel about this. But like if they're able to unlock like this monthly metrics, like submission review process, where if they are able to submit, because we want to, when it comes to results tracking, we have to like make it incentivized for them to fill it out. It's not just like, oh, tell me how you're doing. Like Jamar wants to know. Like it's not like there's other reasons. We have to like give other reasons. And one of the reasons why people like to submit results when you do it there, the systems over stress Airtable way, is because you're keeping track of their progress for them and you're doing like reviews on top of it. So we can say in your monthly metrics form, tell us how many videos you posted, tell us how many email subscribers you got based on, and like tell us the sales based on the UTMs, like giving those reports. Wow. And then if you were able to look at those metrics and give them a 5-minute Loom video or something about like, hey, cool, here's your report, like keep going, here's what you should maybe tweak or think about for the next month. Mm-hmm. That would make people continue to want to submit and give like, and like be a huge value add and give you like crazy metrics on your data. How do like that requires you looking at something and doing that every month, but I think that'd be a really cool resource for them. And it would give you so much fucking data to mess with for marketing and all the things.
Oh my gosh, I love that idea. I love that so much. And I think that'd be so fun. Cause like, I love giving my opinion on things. I'm like, this is
you're
great.
Already giving these people strategy. Like you're already giving them like strategy on calls, and you can figure out I find like the asynchronous like Loom videos are the easiest thing to do. But if you want to do it as a group call, like however you want to do it, but making sure that like they only get this extra layer of feedback and support if they're submitting those monthly reports. I think that would be huge.
Yeah, I think at first I was thinking about doing it was like me just thinking about like how can I do something like reviewing their stuff, but I like the idea of it being unlocked when you submit something, right? Like when you submit it versus it being like show up and tell me because I don't get any like data to track from that. To kind of cheer them on to keep going and stuff. So I love this perspective. I love this a lot.
So walk me through what should be on that form. So like how many videos they posted. You'll already have the link to their channel because that'll be in their like client record. So you don't need to ask that every month. How many videos they posted? How would you ask them like how many email subscribers that they got? Would you ask it like what would be the best way to ask the question?
Well, it would be like how many email subscribers have you gotten from YouTube, right? And they would at this point in time in this stage, no, they would already set up that view inside of Google Analytics or whatever they're using to just easily just go in and just see and then just kind of draw that date.
Great. Cool. So how many subscribers and then like how many sales?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then any like, so those are like very qualitative, like number driven stuff. Is there any quantitative stuff that you'd want to ask them? Like, how was the recording process? Like, what are other, like, did it feel low lift? Maybe we ask them something about like, how much time did you spend on your YouTube channel this month? So we can see that, because that is like the second layer of your program promise.
Yeah, I would say like how much time did you spend on your channel? And that's from like, you know, filming, editing, all the jazz.
Okay. Because, oh God, it's going to be so cool too, because hopefully we see that time go down. Yeah. I want to see their time spent on the channel go down and I want to see the results go up.
Yes.
And because we get to see this, we get to say, hey, you've spent X amount of time on your YouTube channel since you've submitted your stuff. Here's the subscribers. Like, we'll be able to like sum all of those things up and that'd be really cool.
You know, because eventually what they should see is like it's going to be an intersection to where even if they were to skip a month and they still submitted a report, they will still have subscribers and stuff come in, you know? But yeah. So yeah. Did we also put in how many views they've gotten from the channel?
Oh yeah, sure.
That would be probably good too.
Great. How many views did you get this month? And this is like something that's really cool that I also think is a reason why people submit results is there's like a collective goal that you're working towards. So you can say like, this community has generated $100,000 in YouTube sales, like across the community, like being able to share those types of big metrics and then be able to like niche it down to be like, and business coaches have made this much and like creatives have made this much. Like you can really start to like cut up the data in ways that are just like, it's really cool to see.
Oh my God, I'm getting so excited. This sounds so great.
Out of the 15 that you have now, how many of them have launched their channels?
Oh gosh. Ones that I know, I think probably 5 or 6. I want to say five or six. I think the other ones are they're still in the planning phases. Yeah, they're still planning.
What I want to work on basically, I feel good about this. Do you want to talk about the rollout plan?
Yeah, sure.
So, unless, is there anything else that you feel like we're not catching in terms of like the tracking?
No, I think this is very, very clear. I love this.
Great.
Because this also makes the program even better, because I feel like they'll even come to the strategy calls with more.
And I think depending on, I don't think you need to do this yet, but there's basically almost like two stages where like there could be a strategy call for just getting your channel launched and like that part. And then there could be a strategy call for like the more advanced metrics, optimizing all of that stuff. So it's like you have this like little more advanced group that you're really nerding out on the metrics, which like the people that haven't launched their channel yet, it's like, don't pay attention to this part yet. Cause you're not there yet. Like, so that there's lots of things you can do there. But I think that in terms of the rollout plan, my goal is for this to help people be incentivized to get their channels up even faster. Because what we want to do is you're just going to create that really easy Airtable form for the, did you launch your channel? First name, last name, email, the date that you launched your channel, a link to the channel. What qualitative data do you want about them launching the channel? Like any questions you want to ask about their journey? How did the Low Lift Club help you launch your channel?
Hold on. I have to think. Now I'm like, wait, say that question again.
I want to get some like basically wins mini testimonials from this form. So that's like the basic details of like their channel, the date that they launched their channel. How did the Low Lift club like help you launch your channel? I think that's just like a
general
one. But
any other almost like, do you like almost like on a, maybe a scale would probably be good to where it's like, how was like the scripting process for you? How was the filming process for you? Right. Cause I'm hoping that basically over time, this, it will show that it became easier, you know? Cause really like is filming scripting, if they are editing, you know, oh, maybe it'll be like, are you editing or is someone else like, are you editing or are you, or have you hired a video editor? Cause I think that's a really good question as well.
Let's see, like, are you, did you launch a new channel or revive an old one? Something that, so instead of on the scale of 1 to 10, I want to ask similar to what we're going to be capturing in the monthly metrics, which how we asked that question was, how many hours did you spend on your channel this month? Oh. Maybe like, I think having that, cause then we'll be able to see hours versus the scale. Cause the scale is not as, it's very like subjective for each person.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can say, does that make sense?
Yeah. Cause this is I think I misunderstood, because this is like the baseline that we're getting from them. Like this is like the first form that they fill out at the beginning.
This will basically be the first form. I'd say, do you have an onboarding form?
No.
Back up. I'm just kidding. All right. We're getting an onboarding form. Onboarding. Your onboarding form will be pretty short because it's basically like, I would want to know, okay, how many marketing channels do you have? Like, like how many marketing channels are you on? How we want to do, how we look at onboarding form data is we want to reverse engineer. We want to get the baseline data of like how they're coming into the program. Then there's like, did you launch your channel? That's like the second phase. And then there's the like, okay, monthly marketing metric stuff. So the onboarding form should be pretty straightforward. I'd say like, do you have a YouTube channel? What industry are you in? Or like, how would you describe that? Like,
what is your industry? Like, I would probably, are you like coach, consultant, whatever? And then I'll probably have them put in like, just like a text field of like, what is your role? You know, what is your thing?
I'm going to say on average, how many subscribers, email subscribers are you getting each? Okay. And then if they have a channel, say if you have a channel, let's capture that data. If you have a channel, what would be the metrics that you'd want to look at? I guess you said views, views.
How many views do you have? And I guess we could probably also add in subscribers too.
Okay. Cool. Okay. We got to get that. You got to get those 15 people to fill out that onboarding form.
Yeah.
Okay. because we want to know like who's coming in. That looks good. Okay, so then launch their channel. How many hours did you spend? And you have it scripting, filming, editing.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, great. And then let's put a you want to be featured? A featured channel on our website, just so you have the consent to like show them off.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what I want you to do is create this form of like the launch your channel milestone. The onboarding one that we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. Go into your, it's on Circle, right? You host it on Circle?
Yep.
So what we'll do, and I like to use ChatGPT for like these announcement type of things. It's like, I have a membership. And I'm about to launch like a tiered thing, right? We like, and it'll like give you pretty good copy. But we want to launch, we want to say, hey, everybody, we are going to be tracking your launching your channels and these monthly metric reports, and say, really hype up the monthly metric reports. It's like, when you submit your monthly metric reports, you will get a personalized Loom video from Jamar telling you what to improve, yada, yada, yada. Before you do that, you have to launch your channel. So like anybody who's already launched your channel, fill out this form, you'll get instant access to the monthly metrics feedback system. And if you haven't launched your channel,
that is what our focus is on for the next like month, or like that's like, that is the focus of your first, like that's the focus of the time in the membership for now. And just like every time people are on a call, I'm like, well, where's the channel? Like, where's the channel? Like, how is this getting you closer to launching the channel? Because with the like strategy and pick my brain stuff, people can sometimes like be happy just kind of like talking about the things instead of actually like, okay, but like, channel? It's like, I can talk to you about the strategy and all the stuff, but like, we want to make sure that they're getting that done too. Mm-hmm. And so I think that like looking at it from this lens will help you have clarity and also help the people in the membership have clarity. Like, this is what I'm working on in the program. Does that make sense?
Yes, I love that.
Great. This is really exciting.
So good. I am like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I'm like, my mind is being blown right now.
Yeah, I think that in terms of the pricing increase, I think you should keep it at 97 until we have like 10 people that have like hit the like channel launch and like are in the monthly metrics thing, and then see what that's like and then possibly raise it. But I think that getting more people in with this like refined program promise and this tracking system, I think you're going to get a lot. You're going to get good folks in there.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think you're totally right, where it's like I desperately like wanted some type of way to measure it, right? Because right now, to me, $97 for what they're getting right now is great. You know, like it's just, we're just, I mean, to me, I'm just shooting the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here just giving strength. You know, I'm doing, this is so easy for me, right? And you show up, like there really isn't like a push for me to be like, you should be doing this. I mean, I'm not going to be mean or anything, but in the future, I would love there to be like these kind of checkpoints and things like this, right? And so that's when I think the price for the new people would be, would make sense, you know?
And I think too, for me, it makes sense when I think about like you being on a podcast and I'm like, okay, like, well, like, what do you have? Like, what's the next step? It's like, join the Low Lift Club where we help you get your channel launched in a month. Oh, that I wanted to talk to you about timeline. So I do want to know how I like to do timelines is I say like you can get your onboarding, offboarding, and client results tracking stuff done in 30 days. But if you don't want to, like it's not like a requirement. And so I would say that you can still add a time-bound element to this, like launch your channel in 30 days. And give people, I always like to do this in the onboarding form and add this as a question of saying, we say you can launch your channel in 30 days. Like, are you planning on following that timeline? And if they say no, then like you can kind of exclude them from the average person gets it started. And like, if they're like, yes, I'm trying to launch this shit in 30 days, then you can like look at those people as like, people are launching in 45. Okay, but they wanted to in 30. How do we get that down? Versus some people are like, nope, it's okay. Like that timeline isn't like as like pressing for me. Yeah. So I think that you can still add a time bound element, but you can, that's like an FAQ of like, what if I am busy? It's like, great, you have, it's a monthly membership, do it whenever you want. But like we have tools like to make sure it's done in 30 days if that's what you want.
Yes. Okay, great. Because I have been wondering about that because you know, when I had, because I mean, I have a whole course on this, right? And when people buy the course, they tell me that they can, that they knock it out in 30 days, honey. You know what I'm saying? And then I have this membership and they have almost like the same things, but even more. And it's kind of like, you know, longer. And so yep. I wanted to really figure that out. Like, I'm like, what is the gap here? And the gap is, you know, there's no motivation. Like, there's no motivation, really.
Well, yeah, because tell me, like, is the course, what's the course? What's courses promise to launch the channel?
Yeah. Don't read me like that.
Interesting that the courses program promise is launch the channel and people are launching channels. And that's what it's like. Think of a brand strategy and people are not launching the channel.
Okay. That makes sense now. Okay. I'm back.
Because it's not like, because they have more support inside the membership. They just don't have the same direction. Mm-hmm. And the same like clarity there. So I think if you just pivot that, and I'm sure that everybody that joined because they want to launch a channel. And so it's not like if you like make this the program promise, I'm like, well, that's not what I signed up for. It's like,
yeah,
it is pretty much what everybody signed up for. But you just like, they were like, could read below the surface of like the 10%. I was so right with my client results stuff. They're like, yeah, but you're going to teach me Airtable, right? It was like, oh, yeah, yeah, of course. And so I think just bringing that back up to the surface is going to, and I would maybe even like look back at that course. If people are like getting through that course, how did you market that? What was the program promise you had there? Yeah. I think it's probably similar to this, but I think that'll be helpful.
I love it. You're so right. Ashley, you're just right about everything right now, okay?
This is really exciting. Okay, now tell me, what's your timeline for like getting all this stuff set up?
Oh my God, I want to set this up like as soon as possible. I'm like thinking like, shoot, honey, it's giving 30 days. It's giving 30 days, maybe 14 days, depending on when I finish some internal projects, okay?
Because logistically, are you managing your members inside of Airtable? I know you've moved to ClickUp recently, but like, how are you
managing? I'm not managing. I'm not really managing anybody. I'm not managing anything at all. So to me, it's like, yeah, they can live in ClickUp. Like I just got to make all the stuff, you know, inside of, I mean, not ClickUp, Airtable. I mean, they can live in Airtable. I just got to make all like things. But honestly, I can definitely start on that. Like I'm very high functioning when it comes to executing.
I'm going to give you your execution plan, because I know you'll know how to do it because you've played with Airtable before, but mm-hmm. make your base, your like membership base, mm-hmm. set up a Zap. Anytime a member joins, are they buying through Circle or are they buying through ThriveCart?
Now people are buying through ThriveCart, but the people that are in there now, they've bought through Circle.
Cool. So bring in the, like manually bring in export, like the current members into a membership hub. I would also bring in the people who canceled. I want to see their first name, last name, email, their start date. And then I want a field for an end date so we can start to see the average time people are in the program. That's going to be really helpful for you.
Yeah.
But have that. Then every time a new member comes in, set up a ThriveCart Zap. Then you'll have the onboarding form table, the launch your channel form table, mm-hmm. and the monthly metrics table.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Logistically, when someone submits the like launched your channel form, you'll like that will set up an automation to say like, yay, you launched your channel. We're so excited for you. Now you have access to the monthly metric stuff. What that might look like is, I know in Circle, you can have different like spaces and space groups. You can literally say once they submit that form, add them to the monthly metric space group channel or something. So it just automatically, when they launch the channel, they get this new section. You can mm-hmm. definitely do that in Circle, and then just set up the monthly metrics like form, how you want that to look. And then with the emails, it's going to say like, hey, Ashley, thanks for submitting February's report. You like give them how many videos they posted, the email subscribers, mm-hmm. and all of those forms, like all of their submissions are going to be tied to their like student record in Airtable. Yeah. And you can start to sum up there. It's using a roll-up field. This is nerdy, but I know you know this.
Yeah.
It's like,
say
like you've gained a total of, and then it's rolling up all of the email subscribers that they've ever submitted. So when they submit the monthly metrics form, you want to put that type of data in that form. So they get that like instant dopamine hit of like, I've like, here's all the subscribers I've gotten. Here's all the sales I've gotten. Here's all the hours. Like roll up all of that when they submit the form. And then say, and in 48 hours, you'll get a form, like a Loom video. That next phase, you get the videos, or you have the monthly metric form, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll have a field that says like review status, whatever. You will look at their stuff. You'll have another URL field that's your Loom video. You'll drop the Loom video in, and then you'll, in that status, you'll say like, send monthly metrics report. That would trigger an automation that says, hey, your monthly metrics report is ready. And then send them the Loom video.
Yes. Yes. I follow, honey. Oh, this is great.
And depending on, so there's two ways you could actually send it. You can send it directly to them via email, or you can send it to a Circle channel. Mm. And you can say, your metrics report is ready for review. And then other people could kind of see it and get like crowdsourced like reviews, just depending on if you want more private or more like group feedback. But that would be the place. So it's like,
you mean like put it, like send it to a Circle face, and then everyone can also see the, like that, because I actually kind of
membership. So it's like, they can like, you can look at other people's and you can see like, oh, you can pick up gems from other people's reviews, mm-hmm. which I think could be cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You're so smart. Oh my God.
That's like, that's a crazy value add that takes you like with those Airtable systems. It like is like very, it's a low lift.
Oh, she's got low lift systems.
Oh, then yes.
Oh,
low lift marketing, low lift systems. And that's just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so much stuff after you start to get this stuff going that you can add in and play with.
Yeah, I'm really excited to like to start this. I think it's going to really elevate my membership, like just with a clear and trackable like program promise now. And I'm really excited to get started.
The last thing I want to touch on, because I see it's a deliverable, is you have a YouTube video editor directory.
Yes.
Where's that organized?
Oh, that's inside. It's organized inside a circle. It's basically just a post space, like a grid space. And it's more so, you know, from my agency days, I just like, you know, people, the ones that are like really, really good, I just put them inside of there. It's not like a huge directory. It's not a huge directory. Why? What are you thinking?
Either there's a couple things you can do. Just directories in general, you can use like the Airtable like gallery view and like have like just like, it's like, oh, these are the ones that are active or recommended, and like filter just to show the active ones. But if it's not something that's like a big, if it's like some people like literally with their directories, like someone will submit a form and they'll add it to the WordPress site. And it's just like a lot of logistical like stuff. And if you just have like a page on Circle that's like just like the directory, I think that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
But for the channels, when the channels start to become live and you have like the wall of channels, you could use Softr, which is like a front end, like pretty database thing that you can embed into your website that literally is just like when a channel is created or like when they submit the channel, they could either, you could review it or they could automatically just be added to that front end directory that's embedded on your website. And so there's just like always a growing list of the channels that you have without having to add them to the website.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That'll be so fun. A wall of channels. Oh, yes.
Great.
Right.
This was fun. I was like, we would have voice memoed this back and forth, but I was like, we might as well just do it on the podcast.
Yes. This is a fun podcast episode. And I feel like people will like see how your brain works, like the way that you just shot this out so quickly. I'm like, girl, what? This is great.
Yes. Yay. I love it. Well, keep me updated. Keep us updated on your changes to the site and everything, because then we can do, I'd love to have you back on in like a couple months and see like how everything works, because then we can play with interfaces and see like once you start collecting the data, then we get to like really see how we can like use it to tell stories in your marketing and everything, which will be really fun.
Oh my God. This is so great. Yes. You're going to be so proud of me, Ashley. I promise.
I am. I always am, except for when you made that post about putting the sales hub into ClickUp. I was like, it's okay.
Oh my God. I'm so weak. You know what makes me so mad? I have so much data inside my Airtable one. And I was just like, oh, I'm so sad to see it go. But I don't know why I put it in there. I think I just was like, because I think I was just overcorrecting again to where I was like, now I'm just all alone. And now I'm like, I got to look and I just like, I can't split my brain anymore, but I just being so dramatic. But you know what's so funny? The Zaps are still putting things in Airtable. I just haven't
just keep them on, because I have a feeling you'll go back to it. Just keep them running. Go play with ClickUp.
Really my thought process. I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure this is just a phase, but like, let's just keep them on.
You like, respectfully, are the biggest software hopper that I know. Like every time it threads, it's like, anyone playing with this? What about this? Has anyone tried this? I'm like, Jamar, go back to Airtable.
Literally, I don't know what I'm doing. I am the biggest, and I say this all the time, I am the biggest tech hoe. Like, I am the tech, I be jumping everywhere. Like, it's nobody's business. But, I mean, Airtable always has a place in my heart. That's why I still do, but it's so funny. I still do my client strategies in there, like for Duffy strategies. I still do all these.
Yeah.
Like, it's at the Airtable. So my brain is still split. I don't know what my deal is. I just shiny object syndrome. That's all this is.
No, it's like, it's not the, like, it's like the safe boyfriend. It's like, you're like, oh, this is like too comfortable. Like, I need to go get like,
I need to go feel something. I need to feel the highs and the lows. And then Airtable,
like, I need the bad boy real quick. Like, I'm like, you're so nice and kind. Like, let me go find a dopamine hit somewhere.
Yeah.
But honestly, this whole process of like all the forms and the primary member record, all that stuff, you can't do any of that in ClickUp anywhere else. Like those roll-ups, all that. So do this process inside of Airtable.
Yeah.
Everything else will get you back in there eventually. But like this one for sure, like Airtable is going to be the best spot to put all this.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Will do. You can count on me. It's going to be set up, honey.
I'm excited. Okay, well, tell the people where they can find you on the internet.
Yes, y'all. Find me on Instagram at Jamara Diggs. If you want to look at my YouTube channel with all of the information, all the tips and advice and stuff about YouTube for business, it's at Jamara Diggs on YouTube. I say some really funny things on Threads as well. Follow me there. It's also at Jamara Diggs. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, everyone, see you in the next episode. If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.